You're listening to the DayTradeDaily.com podcast, where sharp traders get their edge. Welcome to DayTradeDaily.com podcast for the week ending September 26th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex, and Ben is here with me for our weekly wrap. This week, Wall Street was a picture of whiplash. We started with a euphoric record-setting rally and ended with a relief rally, but in between, we had a three-day sell-off that shook investor confidence. Welcome back, Ben.
Great to be here, Alex. And dizzying is the perfect word for it.
So let's start with the beginning. The week kicked off with what looked like an unstoppable melt-up. The S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ all hit new all-time highs. What was lighting such a fire under the market?
In one word, Alex, AI. The artificial intelligence narrative was in full control. The big catalyst was news that NVIDIA, which is already a behemoth, was potentially making a $100 billion investment in OpenAI. That sent its market cap soaring to an incredible $4.5 trillion and lifted the whole tech sector with it. It felt like nothing could stop the momentum.
It really did. But then on Tuesday, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stepped up to the microphone and threw a giant bucket of cold water on the party. What did he say that so dramatically flipped the script?
It's almost unbelievable how simple it was. During a speech, he described equity valuations as fairly highly valued. That's it. That one phrase was all it took. It was a direct signal from the Fed chair that he was watching the market's frothiness. The algos and traders immediately interpreted it as hawkish, and the market sold off for three straight days. The VIX, the market's fear gauge, spiked from around 16 to nearly 18. That tells you how quickly fear replaced greed.
And to complicate things, we got economic data that in a normal world would be fantastic news. Talk us through that.
Right. This was the classic good news is bad news scenario for the market. On one hand, the final Q2 GDP number was revised up significantly to 3.8%, much stronger than expected. On the other, weekly jobless claims came in low at just 218,000. Both point to a very resilient economy.
So why is that bad?
Because a hot economy gives the Fed less reason to cut interest rates. The market has been running on the assumption that we'd get at least two more rate cuts this year. After that strong data, the probability of that happening, according to the CME FedWatch tool, plunged from 83% all the way down to 61% in just 3 days. Bond yields ticked higher, and growth stocks, which are sensitive to interest rates, took it on the chin.
This macro tension seems to have been perfectly mirrored at the individual stock level. You highlighted two companies this week that told the entire story of this market.
They really did. It's a perfect tale of two economies. First, you have Intel. The stock soared over 20% for the week. Why? Because reports surfaced that not only was NVIDIA investing $5 billion in them, but Apple was also sniffing around for a partnership. This was pure validation of its role in the AI infrastructure build-out. It's the future-facing, tech-driven growth story.
And on the complete opposite end of the spectrum?
You have CarMax, the used car retailer. The stock plummeted over 23%. After a disastrous earnings report. They reported earnings of just 64 cents per share when Wall Street was expecting over a dollar. That's a massive miss. It was a five-alarm fire about the health of the American consumer, suggesting people are pulling back hard on big-ticket items. So in the same week, you have the AI future soaring while the present-day consumer reality is getting hammered.
So after 3 days of selling, with Powell's words and the CarMax news ringing in everyone's ears, what stopped the bleeding on Friday?
We got the one piece of data everyone was waiting for, the PCE price index, which is the Fed's favorite measure of inflation. And frankly, it came in perfectly. Core inflation rose 0.2% for the month and 2.9% for the year, exactly in line with forecasts. It was a Goldilocks number, not too hot, not too cold. It told the market that even with strong economic growth, inflation is still behaving. That gave investors the green light to buy back in, sparking that big relief rally on Friday.
So, Ben, we're ending the week almost flat, but the journey was anything but.
What's the key takeaway for investors, and what's the one thing you're watching next week?
The key takeaway is that the market is caught in a massive tug of war between the powerful long-term AI growth story and the short-term reality of Fed policy in the economy. The Goldilocks inflation report created a fragile truce, but it could be broken easily.
And the event that could break it?
It's all about jobs. Next Friday, we get the September jobs report. The market is expecting a very weak number, somewhere around 39,000 new jobs, which would support the case for the Fed to cut interest rates. If that number comes in significantly hotter, expect the volatility we saw this week to come roaring right back.
A fragile truce, indeed. We'll have to leave it there. Then, thanks as always for your incredible insights.
My pleasure, Alex.
For more market insights and trading education, be sure to visit us at daytradedaily.com. And as always, the information provided is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial, investment, or legal advice. The information provided should not be considered a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Investing in the stock market involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Always consult with a qualified financial advisor to determine an investment strategy that is suitable for their own personal financial situation and risk tolerance.